On the last pasuk that we did yesterday, the pasuk was Hoshia Adamecha. No, actually, right before that, first Hashem Hoshia Hamelach Yininuviyam Korino. I just want to say something else about that pasuk. Rav Shteinman says two pshatim over there on Hashem Hoshia Hamelach Yininuviyam Korino. So refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the first half of the pasuk as Hashem Yudkei Vavkei, and then as Hamelach. Yudkei Vavkei we know as Midas HaRachamim. So he's saying that Hashem sometimes saves you even without davening to Him, even without asking Him, just because of His Mida of Chesed, that He sees that you're in pain and He comes and He saves you. Hashem, Hoshia, even without asking. But even from the aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He's Melech, that He works with Mishpat and not just Rachamim, but even then when you ask Him, and only when you ask Him, the Melech doesn't do it without asking, but even from the side of Him being Melech, He'll also answer us and respond to us Biyam Koreinu. Biyam Koreinu means it doesn't have to be that second, but that day, Melech Ya'aneinu Biyam Koreinu begins to answer you even in that day that you call out to Him. Another pshat in the pasuk he says is like this: Hashem Hoshia, that's us davening right now. Those two words are a tefillah. We're calling out to Hashem, Hashem Hoshia, save us. And then we're also pointing out, and also in the future, with all our future requests and things that we ask for in general, we can't even specify them right now, but Hamelech Ya'aneinu V'yom Koreinu, Hashem will answer us, or Hashem answer us on the day that we call out to you. Right now I'm calling out to you, and also in the future, whenever I call out to you, please answer us too. And then another pshat in the next pasuk on the word nachlasecha. I think yesterday we said Hoshiat the Mechavrechet nachlasecha. Nachlasecha referring to Klal Yisrael, and since we're His inheritance, He's never going to let us go. We get passed down together with Him, so it's an ongoing forever relationship. That's what we end off with the words Ad HaOlam, forever. But Rav Shteinman says maybe nachlasecha could be referring to Eretz Yisrael. And then we're davening for two things: Hoshiat Amecha, Bnei Yisrael, Uvarach Nechlesecha, and bless your land, Eretz Yisrael. That could be another pshat in the pasuk. And now we have a group of three pesukim that are actually brought in the order that they appear in Tehillah, Mizmor, Lamed, Gimel, pesukim Kaf, Kaf Aleph, and Kaf Bet, and that's Nafshenu Chiktar LaHashem, Kivo Yismach Libenu, and Yehi Chasdecha Hashem Aleinu. Those three pesukim are all expressing aspects of bitachon in Hashem. Maybe we could say this, I didn't see anywhere, but I'm sure somebody says this, that we had just said, Hamelech Ya'aneinu V'yom Koreinu, right? Hashem will answer us on that day that we call out to Him. But we don't always see that right away. And that's why maybe now we say, Nafshenu Chikta LaHashem, Ezeinu Magineinu Hu. My nefesh waits for Hashem, because I know that He's my Ezer, my Savior, and my protection. In other words, even if I don't see how He's Ya'aneinu V'yom Koreinu right away, I still wait for Him because I know that that help is going to come. Nafshenu chikta LaHashem. So we say nafshenu over here. Nafshenu. Nafshenu, nefesh is the ratzon of a person. It's where his ratzon is. So my ratzon is waiting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just that I'm doing lip service, I'm waiting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm saying that I'm waiting for Hashem. I'm saying that I know He's the one that's going to save me, but I don't actually believe that, and I'm very, very, very nervous. No, nafshenu, my ratzon, is waiting for Hashem. I know that the salvation will only come from Him. I know that the help will only come from Him. Therefore, even my ratzon, my inner core, is not nervous, because I'm waiting for Hashem. I know that He's the one that's going to save me. Nefesh is from the word nashaf, nun shinfei, nashaf, which is to blow. And that's similar to the word nashav, like we said that a wind blows, nashav, the wind blows. So we know that since our neshama comes from the blow of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the nostrils of man, so that part of our neshama is called nefesh from the word blowing. And that part of our soul, so to speak, is where our ratzon is. And our ratzon waits for Hashem. Now, it's only our nefesh that's waiting. In other words, if you look at us, you might see that my hands and my legs are being active. I'm trying to help myself. I'm trying to bring about a certain outcome. But just know that inside, my real ratzon knows that I'm doing nothing. That whatever my hands are doing, my legs are doing, it's worth nothing. I'm going about my business, I'm doing hishtadlus, but I know that I don't affect the outcome. And even while my body is acting, nafshenu, my ratzon, is waiting for Hashem, knowing that whether through my actions or not through my actions, the help is really going to be coming only from Him, unconnected to my actions. Azreinu u'maginenu. Magin is how He's our shield. And that adds something more than just Azreinu, because Azreinu is a tzara that we see that we're in, He takes us out of. But Maginenu, He's our shield. There are even some things that could have happened to us that He stopped before they even approached us. We never even knew there were any kind of danger, and He was our shield, and He warded it off and pushed it away. So that's what Maginenu is adding. The Gemara Nida Daf Lamed Aleph says in the Pasuk, Ose Neflos Levado. Right, Kila Olam Chasto. What do we mean when we say Ose Neflos Levado? We are referring to Hashem being alone when He does miracles. So the Gemara Nida says that sometimes Hashem is the only one that is aware that He just did a miracle. Even the Baal Nes, even the one that He did the Nes for, Eino Makir Beniso, doesn't even know that a Nes was done for Him. Hashem does Nesim for us often that we don't even know about. That's why He's Osa Neflos Levado. He does miracles by Himself that only He Himself even knows about. And that's why He's also Maginenu. He's our shield, because He's doing things for us that we don't even know about. He's warding them off from even approaching us. There's something else hidden in this pasuk that's important, Klal, to know about. We find a lot of pasukim could be explained this way, and that's like this. We'll quote a pasuk that we've said also in the Emunah Shir, 6:10. Baruch haGever Asher Yiftach BaHashem VaHaya Hashem Yiftacho. Fortunate is the man that puts his trust in Hashem, and then Hashem is that trustworthiness. He is that fortress of trust. In other words, when you put your trust in Hashem, then He provides. According to how much you lean on Him, you'll more be zochet to see His watching over you, and He'll watch you over in a more obvious and direct way. And we see that over here in this pasuk too, where we say, Nafshenu chikta l'Hashem, since my nefesh was waiting and yearning for Hashem, therefore He was Azreinu Magineinuhu. Therefore He came out and helped me and shielded me. In other words, when you put your trust in Hashem, then He helps you. You see it more obviously. Continues the pasukim. Kivo yismach libenu, ki v'shem kadsho v'tachnu. The Malbim explains, if all this time we're waiting for Hashem, we don't necessarily see His salvation and His help right away, like we say, nafshenu chikta l'Hashem, how are we able to be happy in the meantime before He actually helps us, before we see that help? How are we able to be kivo yismach libenu? So the Malbim says that the second key over here is the word while. Ki v'shem kadsho v'tachnu. Even while we're having bitachon and Hashem, we're able to be besimcha. Ki vo yismach libenu. In other words, since we have bitachon in Him, we know He's going to help us. We're able to be happy already now while we're having that bitachon, before we even see the outcome, before we even see the salvation. While we have the bitachon, we're already able to be happy because we actually really trust and know that He's going to help us. Another pshat over here is kivo yismach libenu. Just in Him, in trusting in Him, that gives the greatest simcha to our heart. Forget about the fact that He ends up helping us. For us, the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu was most important. The recognition that He loves us and protects us. Kivo yismach libenu. What gives simcha to our heart is the fact that we're trusting in Him. With Him, our heart has simcha. Yismach is written b'lashem asid, in future tense. Because it's not just now I'm happy with Him. I know that for the future, it always will be like that. When you know that there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu and that you could trust in Him, then you know that you'll always be b'simcha, because that's never changing. The fact that He loves you and the fact that He's in all control, and therefore He only wants your good. So now, you could already say now that I will always be b'simcha. Kivo yismach libenu. My life will always be b'simcha, since B'shem Kodcha V'tachnu. Why are we saying B'shem Kodcha? Why don't we say Kivo V'tachnu? Like we say, Kivo Yismach Libenu, Kivo V'tachnu. Why are we saying B'shem Kodcha in His holy name? So what we're hinting at over here is that even though we don't even know Him, we don't even know. We don't understand His power. We don't understand His essence. We don't know anything really about Hashem. We don't even scratch the surface with all of our adjectives of what He does for us. We're trusting in something that we don't even know what we're trusting in. B'shem Kadsha. We only know his name, in his holy name we're trusting. Still, we completely trust in him that we don't even know. We trust in him. All we're trusting in is in his holy name. We don't even know him himself, and we still have that trust. The last pasuk in this grouping is Yihi chastecha Hashem aleinu kasher yuchanu lach. Kasher could be two things. Kasher could be according to Hashem's chesed will be upon us according to how much we hope, put our hope in him. We yearn for him and put our hope in him, knowing that the protection and the salvation comes from him. So exactly according, that's how much chesed Hashem will show us. Yihi chastecha Hashem aleinu according to how much yichanu lach. Like we said before, according to Bitachon, is the Hashkacha that you're Zochet to see. Now, even though, this is what Shteyman adds in, even Rishayim, even those that don't follow in the way of Hashem, Hashem has Midas HaChesed towards them. If Hashem didn't have the Midas HaChesed, they would be punished immediately upon doing the sin without any patience at all for them to be Chozer B'tshuva. So Hashem's Chesed is even upon Rishayim that aren't putting their hope in Hashem. But that must be some basic, simple level of the chesed of Hashem. But if somebody is miyachel in Hashem, puts their hope in Hashem, then they'll see the midah of chesed even more. It'll be even stronger. So therefore, it's worthwhile for a person to put his hope in Hashem, because then the chesed of Hashem will be stronger upon him. I left something out that I wanted to say earlier, and the word Azreinu. So in the same word that the word shoter, a policeman, this is what Avigdor Miller says, same word the word shoter, a policeman, comes to the word shot, which is the rod that he holds and he hits with. So too, ozer comes to the word oz, strength. And when we say azreinu, we're saying that all of our strength that we may sometimes look like we have is really azreinu, it's Hashem's. Hashem is our strength. We don't have any strength of our own. And we'll pick up from here, over here, Mitzvah Shem tomorrow.